Welcome to our shortcast. This summary is from our Leaders in Consulting show episode with Stefan Savou. And today, we're covering three highlights from the show. How to build and sustain relationships with new and existing clients, how Stefan won Bearing Point its biggest deal to date, and why promoting success stories will help you win leads. Let's get right to it. Building and sustaining relationships with new and existing clients.
So my assumption would be that you have to have a really trusting relationship with someone that opens up, first tells the problems, and then is willing to go into a sparring with you to figure out how to solve them. How do you build these relationships? I mean, on the one hand, I would assume it's existing clients or former clients, but on the other hand, there's also potentially new clients. Maybe you can tell us how you do it for both buckets. Building this relationship, I mean, first.
Correct. So with existing clients, I think this is due to previous projects where we, let's say, delivered the competency and the skills that were required. So, and through that, we convinced them that we are able to help the client to proceed. This is with existing client. So it's like in a relationship with a friend or with your partner, you always,
I didn't want to interrupt you, but I mean, I understand how you build a trusted relationship when you do good work, but at some point the project is over. So how do you re-engage with those people on a regular basis so that you like get to these conversations that you mentioned where you ask about the current problems and brainstorm solutions with them?
Okay, sure. So there are several options. So we have some touch points that we agreed on, or if I find something interesting, then we have a small session and I present this idea or this interesting thing to my customer and we exchange on his opinion. So completely independent of a project or whatever. So we have these touch points to regularly exchange. We have...
Is it like quarterly or monthly? How do you do that usually?
To be honest, it's not not something regular. It's a more, let's say, ad hoc. And we use WhatsApp to exchange. So it's not the formal way via mail and a session. We just talk because WhatsApp gives you the opportunity to write without expecting immediately a response. So if you call him, they are usually busy and can't pick up the phone. But via WhatsApp, it's a good way to communicate and to exchange. And then we say, okay, I have here something interesting. Describe it in a few words so that he somehow gets what's about, and then we agree on a date. And then I present a solution and we discuss it. And that's usually how it works.
How Stefan won Bearing Point its biggest deal to date.
You told me in our pre-interview that you recently won one of the biggest deals of your company.
Correct.
And I'm super curious on, I mean, can you roughly on the one hand tell us what is a super big deal? Like, in man days or whatever you are allowed to disclose. And can you walk us step by step from the very start to how you closed it, how this whole deal, how you made it happen?
Sure. So it's a deal that has more than 20,000 man days.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So that's a lot. Congrats. Yeah.
Thanks. So the team size is more than 70 persons. It's a global project. So in all three continents, US mainly, Germany mainly, and China. And how did we won the deal? So it was, we received the RFP from the RFI from the customer, which was quite rough. And so we thought about how can we convince the client here to select us, because we were in competition with some bigger companies, or at least I think all of them were bigger than us. So we were the smallest in the competition.
And Bearing Point is not small, huh? So it's not exactly like a 50-person boutique company. How many employees does Bearing Point have in total?
Nearly 5,000.
Yeah, nearly. So you say you are small. That is good.
And it depends always on the point of view or the perspective.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. So, how did you go on?
Yeah, so we took the RFI, we invested a lot of time, and we thought of how can we convince the client. So we did what sounds quite usual, did some research, what they are doing, what they are producing, what are their suppliers. And then we sat together and said, okay, how does, for this specific customer, the processes should look like? And we designed the processes in a process flow.
So the supply chain process you're talking about. Okay.
The supply chain, but also the financial processes, which are, let's say, coming after the logistics processes. But we try to have a complete process, end-to-end process flow with their products. We derive what components they have, what suppliers they have, and to try to cover as much as possible in our process flow. So I think what convinced them was not only the technical expertise, because we later on demonstrated this in a technical showcase, but it was also the, let's say, the nuances or the specifics that we thought of. So if you have for example, a sales order, you usually can sell something to your customer, which is on stock. But we said, okay, we don't want the easy way or the happy pass. We said, okay, let's create a sales order where we have to purchase something, where we have to produce something so the goods are not finished, so that we can stick to as much possible areas to reflect the process that they are running through. And this is when we presented it, was impressive to them, because they said we were the only ones who made up their mind what might be our pain points, because we also highlighted what the pain points for them.
You are the only ones.
Yes.
Promoting success stories to win leads.
How do you create like a good marketable product, so to say, out of this first solution you developed?
So we have several options how to promote that. Either it's a success story, either it's a white paper, and you have to train your people to do that. So because most of the people are interested solving the solution, but they don't know how to promote it or how to celebrate that and how to spread the word around.
Mm-hmm. So what you mean is most of your consultants are really love to implement a solution to the problem. They understand, of course, what they're solving and how to solve it, but they're not really good yet at getting the initial interaction with the people they're in touch with and making them aware that they could probably help because they have a similar problem. How do you teach?
I push them, to be honest. I push them to do that. So I'm quite eager on that, so because it's all about the, you don't have to reinvent the wheel all the time. And if you're good in one thing, then try to exploit it as often as possible.
Ready for more? Listen to the full episode. Head over to sawoo.io/leaders. That's sawoo.io/leaders. See you next time.